What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
In the studio right now, we've got Mellow Down's new album coming up very shortly.
Yo, oh man. Bro, it's been a minute since I've been here. I think I haven't been here since before all that COVID stuff. So
It's been really, the last couple of weeks have been bizarre because people have started coming back in. Bands are starting to play back at Whammy, and like national, like local bands and international. Yeah. And it's been like, oh my God, this is what it used to be like.
Yeah.
It's just kind of people started to flow back through the studio.
Nah, feels good to be here again, man. Straight up.
Yeah, nice. Obviously, as aforementioned, you've got a new album coming out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So quite timely to get you into BFM and just have a guest select, I guess, on the tunes.
Yeah.
What would you like to start with and why?
So for those that don't know who I am, my name is Mellow Downs. I'm an artist from Aotearoa, New Zealand, of Polynesian, Samoan, Māori, European descent. And yeah, my album's called Lone Wolf. There's not a specific theme to the album, but me as an artist, I just feel like I'm quite comfortable, you know, pulling out to shows or whatever on my own. I'm quite confident with my own company, and I'm quite content. So that's kind of where the whole Lone Wolf narrative comes from. And saying that, there's so many different themes in this album. It's quite diverse. And one of the themes is the godfather of funk. And he's pretty much my idol. So Bootsy Collins had some inspiration to the album, so I've chosen the song Munchies for Your Love. I think it's off his first solo record that he did. It was kind of like not the sound so much, but kind of the whole aesthetic around this whole song. There's a bit of that in my album, not like fully ripping off his artistry, but there's you'll see what I mean when it drops. But that's one of the songs that inspired me. Yeah,
here we go. Let's hear it.
Your love is a kind of special treat, a personal stash.
And I'm selfish with your love, you see. I got the
Special treat. Oh yeah, you're my personal stash. And I'm so selfish with your love, you say.
Your love is kind of sweet, sweet enough to eat. I'm hooked on your chocolate stock. I got the munchies for your love. Your love sweet, sweet enough to eat. I'm hooked on your chocolate stuff. I got the munchies for your
Oh,
Bootsy Collins with Munchies for Your Love, as selected by Mellow Downs here in 95 BFM Studio with us.
Yes, and that's there's an Easter egg on my album, but for now that's some inspiration from Bootsy Collins, yeah. A legend, a bass guitar legend. He used to play for James Brown.
James Brown, Parliament?
Parliament, George Clinton.
Yes.
All the greats. There's actually a real cool podcast with Questlove that he does. And he talks about how he actually got the opportunity to play for James Brown. I think it was his older brother's band that used to play for him. Mm-hmm. And then there was like one city that I don't know if they were partying too hard or that no one showed up. And so they were like, they gave him a chance. And ever since then, he kind of got put on. So, yeah, he's just such a legend. And, yeah, I have so much respect musically and in life for the legend, Bootsy Collins.
He's like probably one of the like funky... I sound so shit saying that, but like funkiest motherfuckers out there, right?
Nah, for real. He's like every, like your favorite rapper, your favorite legendary rapper would call him uncle. So like, you know what I mean? That just goes to show how much of a legend he is. If he's a legend's legend, you know what I mean? So yeah.
Man. Now, hey, Mellow Downs, you've just been at Big Sound in Australia.
Yes.
How was that?
Yeah, it was cool, man. I'd never even heard of Big Sound before I got booked for it. So it was cool to be chosen to go over. And I was among some other Kiwis there too. There was Troy Kingy was there. I met a beautiful Māori artist, Hina, I think.
Oh, yeah. She's got a wonderful voice.
Yeah, that's the first time I met her. So yeah. that was cool, like, you know, hearing her music. Church and AP was there. Jess B, some other cool ads, like indie kind of bands, and it was cool. It was just like they shut down a couple, or not shut down, but they had like a few venues open that was specifically for Big Sound, kind of like South by Southwest before Australasia.
That's kind of how I figured. Just the venue that was specific to New Zealand, or a street party.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of what's that one when they do on K Road?
Others Way.
It's kind of like Others Way, but on steroids.
Yes.
So it was cool. Like, one thing that I was buzzing out on is like, you could walk into a venue next to a venue and it'll be the size of Power Station. And you know what I mean? And like, I was like looking at this, me and Bobby Brazuco, he was there too. We were just talking. We're like, man, if this was to be in Auckland, they'll be bankrupt in the first week. Yeah. Just it's like, there's so much culture going on.
Yes.
And there's so much culture here going on. But I feel there's like, I don't know if our city's so spread out, but there's something about it that it just wouldn't work. It wouldn't be viable financially.
I think it's 1 million people versus 5 million people.
Exactly it. That's exactly it. Per capita.
Yeah.
So, and it was crazy because there were venues, there was a stage like, probably the size of the Power Station stage, and it had a big pillar right in front of it, and it was like underground. And I was like, this is like Whammy on crack.
Yeah.
And then there was like another one that looked kind of like another venue in Auckland. So it was kind of like venues from Auckland, but on steroids kind of thing. So it was cool to see it thriving, you know what I mean? Because man, there's so little live venues here in Auckland these days that, man, I came up like doing open mic. I could go to Rakino's on a Tuesday, it'll be packed out for an open mic, you know?
Yeah. I remember seeing Homebrew at Rakino's.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Going, oh my God.
That's kind of where I used to go to sharpen my sword in terms of freestyling. Like, I'll go there on a Tuesday. They would have like all these chairs on the dance floor in a circle, and it would just be like Guy Harrison, like all these brilliant musicians playing their saxophone, keys, drums, and then there'll be like me, Tom Scott will come sometimes, Eno and Dirty will be there, and Bailey Wiley, that's where I met Bailey Wiley, and we just passed the mic around. And that's kind of how we kind of linked up in terms of music and created like these musical relationships. So I'm gutted that, you know, there's not many of those spaces like in Auckland anymore, which is, but I guess from that becomes more sub cultures, you know what I mean, of different things, but we just don't know about it because it's like the venue's not
there.
So they're like, there could be someone's flat that's just like oozing of talent, you know what I mean? But we don't know about it because it's not a public space. So I don't know. But yeah. Just my 2 cents.
It's a very good 2 cents.
Oh man.
Hey, next tune, Outkast.
Yes, Prototype. I'm going, I don't know. Something about this, I don't know if it's the chords from the guitar or something, but it touches my soul. And so on my album, there's a song that, doesn't sound like the same. Like if I was to tell you now, when you would hear it, you'll be like, ah, I can see where you got the inspiration from. But yeah, Andre 3000 is a big inspiration behind some of the music that I do. And there's a song in particular on my album that got inspired by kind of like this Prototype vibe, kind of like this more kind of alien, like space, cosmic kind of feeling. So yeah, this is Outkast, Prototype. Yeah.
Come here.
Cast as selected by Mellow Downs here in studio with me.
Yeah.
Just plugging the fact you've got a new album coming out.
Yes.
In
Lone Wolf. Yeah. It drops on the 14th of October.
A month.
Just in time for summer.
Yeah.
And there's not a specific theme to this album. It's so diverse. It's pretty much my life the last 3 years. Like, how kind of like how you're feeling at the time. You know, sometimes you're really angry and you want to punch something. And then someone's like, why are we acting like that? And you're like, man, that's just how I was feeling at the time. And I feel like a lot of these songs represent like different kind of stages in my life. So, if you hear some funky stuff, you might hear some gangster stuff, might hear some deep stuff. It's all emotion and just feelings, yeah. So that's kind of what the Lone Wolf album is as a whole, yeah.
Nice. You've got some Yusuf Days. Oh, Davies.
Yeah, Yusuf Days, man. I'm a big fan of Yusuf Days and that project that he did with Tom Misch. And this song, yeah, I think it was halfway through my album when I heard this, actually. Shout out to Dusty, my bro Dusty. He put me onto Yusuf Days, and I actually met Yusuf Days in Avondale out of all places when he played at Hollywood. So it was cool to show love to Yusuf and just let him know how much of like a inspiration musically he was. And this is another song kind of that inspired me to do some things on my album that I did. And he's the man, and I want to dedicate this to my baby mama listening. This song's for you. We're gonna play this song. It's called For the Ladies.
Thank you.
Yusuf Days, For My Ladies. Great tune, mate. So
yeah,
good.
Yeah, nah, yeah, it's pretty smooth, bro. I'm not going to lie. It's just one of those ones, if you had a hard day or, you know, you just want to go for a cruise like after midnight and you can just, I don't know, just get lost in your thoughts while you listen to that one. So yeah, that's quite therapeutic as well. So shout out Yusuf Days. Yeah, that was For My Ladies.
Nice one. Now, I feel like obviously we can plug the album, which is out in a month's time.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And the live shows, are you pounding the pavement and playing some shows around Aotearoa over summer?
Yeah, I'm doing a few actually. So I got my Lone Wolf tour. I'm doing two shows only in New Zealand, which is on the 15th of October. We're playing at Power Station.
Oh, yep.
And then San Fran the next week. So that's going to be crazy because, yeah, I was only a little kid. I remember when I was a kid and I couldn't even afford to go to Power Station, to go to a concert at Power Station. So to be headlining it is a big thing for me. So, yeah, for those that follow me and know what I'm about, come to the Power Station. It's going to be going to have like a full band. The Nansen Brothers, they also play for Stan Walker. They're going to be backing me. I got like time coded visuals, and we're gonna try to get some kind of like, I don't know if it's the pyros or some kind of like those sparkling things that just pop out of stage. Yeah, like, or some flames or something, I don't know. We're gonna try it. Gonna have some dancers, and also I got the Avondale Intermediate Choir pulling through. They also feature on my album as well, and that means a lot to me, so it's gonna be cool to have them there. So we got those two shows. I'm playing Long Line Classic as well. I think that's the end of October, and Gizzy, yeah,
the next holiday weekend this Queen's thing, and but then it's like the other official long weekend.
Yeah, so that's gonna be cool. That's gonna be, I haven't been to Gisborne in ages, so that's gonna be a vibe. I think David Dallas is also playing.
Yep.
Fat Freddy's, Dave Dobbin, yep. I believe. Maybe I'm not too.
It's a big old lineup.
Yeah, so a crazy lineup, yep. And I'm just once again I'm honored to be, you know, playing amongst these legends. So yeah, that's gonna be a vibe. And then I've got Promised Land and Gold Coast on the 3rd of October. That's with like Burna Boy, Blast, like so many crazy international acts. Then they've got Nija Mystic, Scribe, Maroki, so many cool. There's a crazy lineup. I think Catchify is playing there too. So, and another heaps of like, I think HP Boys, Lissy, heaps of like Australian acts as well. So that's gonna be crazy. I really hope I can meet Burna Boy, because if I do, I'm gonna give me some kava and I'm gonna be like, hey man, let's sit down and have some kava, bro. I wanna try to get Burna Boy in the kava corner. But yeah, anyway, I got that. And then Northern Bass Standard, shout out Fru Zen for putting that on. I think they missed out last year, so you know, we gotta come 20 times harder,
bring it
this year. Yeah, so that's gonna be a vibe. And yeah, I don't have too many summer shows planned this year, the summer, so I'm just going to be chilling, hopefully. I've been playing summer shows like crazy the last few years, so it's going to be cool to have a little bit of a break and some chill time in it and drink some more kava. Shout out to Four Shells Kava as well. Shout out Todd. If you guys ever in Auckland and want to try some kava, go down to Victoria Park and drink some Four Shells Kava. You might find me there on an odd occasion, you know, on a Wednesday night or something like that. Yeah, I might actually go there after this, maybe have a couple showers. But yeah, Four Shells Kava. Yeah, I've just been chilling doing kava and stuff. So yeah, it's a vibe.
Rad. Also, hey, Mellow Downs, thank you very much. Keep an eye out for the album.
Yeah, Lone Wolf, baby. I don't know what it is, but like, yeah, I feel it's going to, you know, shatter the Australasian hip hop scene and the Pacific hip hop scene in a good way. Like, I feel like it's about time that, you know, we have more artists popping off with these albums and that, and hopefully it inspires the other brothers and sisters from New Zealand to just drop albums and stuff. Because I know there's a lot of singles and stuff, because people were like, you know, ain't nobody trying to hear like a 14-track album, but you know, we keep it real. We still got that landscape. So yeah, much love to everybody supporting me. I'll see you guys at the show. See you guys out there. And if you see me in public, man, don't be afraid to say Wagwan. So yeah, much love.
Awesome. Cheers, brother.
Yes. What's up, bro?
Silky bandana. Get hit with the stick, then get played like piano. Praising the Lord, I'm a winner. Just trying to ball like a sinner.
She fuck with the energy, loving the sin of me. Witness the glow when I enter. Ain't sipping no Hennessy, pouring that pen on my. She tryna kick it like penalties. Hold it up, high, no Simba. She already ate. I ain't tryna fall, no timber. Here is my Sally, please enter your number. Kakiriki green on my front leaf. I'm Aladdin, you can be my Jasmine in the front seat. She just want the Savi on the gold ring, yeah. Can I make one thing clear?
I ride it slow to the tempo. And say, yo, God, let that ass go. It's just you and me and whoever sings. It's to that rhythm, that rhythm. It's the slow. She know her role, she wants some more before I gotta leave, yeah. I'm on the road, she want my load. I got my dog that I really want the ether.
Recline in a two-seater. So greasy, never too eager. You like to drink, so let me roll reefer. That kitty cat magic like Sabrina. Gotta mix vodka with the right beaner. It can get dangerous inside the wilderness. Protecting my lioness from all the hyenas. Used to flip keys like car dealer. Five-star meal for the fika. Post up on my story like, yeah. But I would never at you like Pika. When I hit, tell her Mellow Downs was here.
I ride it slow to the tempo. And say, yo, God, let that ass go. It's just you and me and whoever sings. It's to that rhythm, that rhythm. It's the soul.
Cooking, supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.